Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate Mother's Day and a couple of birthdays. Anna Jarvis is credited with bringing about the official observance of Mother's Day. Her campaign to establish such a holiday began as a remembrance of her own mother, who died in 1905, and who had, in the late 19th century, tried to establish Mother's Friendship Days as a way to heal the scars of the Civil War. 2 years after her mother died, Jarvis held a ceremony in Grafton, West Virginia, to honor her. She was so moved by the proceedings that she began a massive campaign to adopt a formal holiday honoring mothers, and in 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially marked the day. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day as a national holiday to be held on the second Sunday of May. So here for all the mothers out there, as well as mothers-to-be, and anyone who has a mother, is the first of three sets of songs about mothers, beginning with Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies, En Español.
Ay, mamá y ne, todo lo negro tomamos café.
Calls you sweet mama now. Who calls you sweet mama now? I wonder if you told him you are my used to be. If you told him, could you hold him as you did me? Who hears your prayers every night? And when you're wrong, says you're right. When you're away, who's lonesome night and day? Who calls you sweet mama now? Your prayers every night, and when you're wrong, says you're right. When you're away, who's lonesome night and day? Who calls you sweet mama now and then? Who calls you sweet mama now?
From hit of the week number 1091, Don Voorhees and his orchestra with a vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Go Home and Tell Your Mother from July of 1930. That record is from the collection of and was restored by my friend Don Ward. Thank you, Don. Hit of the Week records consisted of a cardboard sheet coated on one side with a flexible plastic material called durium, which was invented by Dr. Hall Truman Beans, a physics professor at Columbia University. The records were introduced in February of 1930 and were sold at newsstands, with a new record released each Thursday. They were very popular and sold over 200,000 a week, but even at the modest price of 15 cents, the Depression took its toll on sales, and the company released its last record on June 23, 1932. Before Scrappy Lambert, it was the Range Riders and Who Calls You Sweet Mama Now, with the vocal by Little Willie. That was recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas on March 1, 1937 by a field recording unit of the American Record Corporation. And we began the set and the show with Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies and Mama Inez, recorded June 12, 1930. The vocal refrain was by Fred Hall, and that maniacal laugh was provided by Arthur Fields. The first of three sets of songs for Mother's Day on this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Last week, May 5th, marked the birth in 1915 on New York's west side of Alice Jean Lippert. You know her better as stage and screen star Alice Faye. As a child, she loved to sing and dance and decided at an early age that she would be in show business. In 1929, she auditioned for dance director Charles Hale and, without having had any formal training, got a spot in the chorus line at the Capitol Theater at Broadway and 51st in New York. After about a year, she went to work for Nils T. Granlund at his two nightclubs, the Hollywood Restaurant and the Hollywood Gardens. In 1931, she made the dancing chorus of the 11th edition of George White's Scandals, which opened September 14, 1931 at the Apollo Theater. After 202 performances, she joined Rudy Valley's orchestra as a vocalist and made her network radio debut on Valley's Fleischmann Yeast program on May 4, 1933. She made her first recordings on September 6 of that same year. When Lillian Harvey walked out of the film version of George White's Scandals, Valley persuaded the studio to put Alice Faye in the lead. The 1934 film was a success, and Alice was given a long-term contract by Fox. When Fox and 20th Century merged in 1935 to form 20th Century Fox, Alice starred in a series of musicals featuring songs by Irving Berlin and Gordon and Revel. After a brief marriage to Tony Martin, Alice married bandleader Phil Harris and gave up films in order to spend more time with her family. From 1946 to 54, she and Harris had a family program on NBC Radio. Here's Alice Faye.
It may be moonlight madness, but now that we're alone, I gotta say that no one else can make me fall. You may forget my address, you may forget my phone, but don't forget the most important thing of all. Dear, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, you. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. Come and bring a little song of spring and sing it to me. There's a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. Oh, here's my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Turn the lock, you never have to knock if you've got the key.
Who's that knocking at my door? Hey, young fella, what's all this knocking for?
Open the door and you'll find out.
Is it Joe?
No, it ain't Joe.
Is it Mickey?
What do you mean, Mickey?
Can't be Bill.
Barnacle Bill don't knock here no more.
Well, I suppose I won't know if I don't look and see. Watch out below, here comes the key. Gentlemen, gentlemen, what's all this noise? This is very indiscreet.
We're the officers and men of the United States Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. Come and bring a little song of spring and sing it to me. There's a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. Oh, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Turn the lock, you never have to knock if you've got the key. Got the key. Here's the key to my heart.
Music everywhere, feet are patting, putting tempo in old Manhattan. Everybody is out hi-hatting, spreading rhythm around. Everywhere you go, trumpets blaring, drums and saxophones ripping, tearing. Everybody you meet is raring, spreading rhythm around. Up in Harlem, in any flat, they give it that thing, which according to one and all is what they call swing. Those who can't afford silks and satin, dames with gigolos who are Latin, come from Yonkers, the Bronx and Staten, spreading rhythm around. Everybody is out hi-hatting, spreading rhythm around. Everywhere you go, trumpets blaring, drums and saxophones ripping, tearing. Everybody you meet is raring, spreading rhythm around. Up in Harlem, in any flat, they give it that thing, which according to one and all is what they call swing. Those who can't afford silks and satin, dames and gigolos who are Latin, come from Yonkers, the Bronx and Staten, spreading rhythm around. Spreading rhythm around. Spreading rhythm around.
Snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember, oh, worst December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? got my love to keep me warm.
From the 1937 20th Century Fox picture On the Avenue, the Irving Berlin tune I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. That was preceded by the Ted Kohler Jimmy McHugh collaboration Spreadin' Rhythm Around from 1935's The King of Burlesque. And we began our tribute to Alice Faye with Here's the Key to My Heart, written by Sidney Clare and Richard Whiting from She Learned About Sailors. Rudy Valley played the naval representative, and the orchestra was that of Freddie Martin. Alice Faye, born May 5th, 1915. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music of the 1920s and 30s, brought to you each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM Avalon, available streaming online at KISL.org, and the current week's show is archived and available on demand anytime at www.radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Thank you, Will. Getting back to Mother's Day, unfortunately, Anna Jarvis's accomplishment of having Mother's Day proclaimed a national holiday soon turned bitter for her. She was outraged by the commercialization of the holiday and filed a lawsuit to stop a 1923 Mother's Day festival, and was even arrested for disturbing the peace at a War Mothers convention where women sold white carnations to raise money. White carnations were Jarvis's symbol for mothers. Anna Jarvis died in 1948 at age 84. Although she founded Mother's Day, she was not a mother herself, and she had run through her fortune trying to stop the commercialization of the holiday. Shortly before her death, from a nursing home where every Mother's Day her room had been filled with cards from all over the world, she told a reporter she was sorry she had ever started Mother's Day. Well, I hope your Mother's Day is happy, and to help make sure, here's the original Dixieland Jazz Band.
Thank you. please when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're far from home. Here's what you keep saying when you're all alone. Mammy, mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west, but I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a-coming. Sorry I made you wait. I'm a-coming. I hope and trust that I'm not late. The sunshine best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about. Nobody else's. My little mammy. My heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, God, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, oh, don't you know me? It's your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My, me.
Okay, a show of songs for Mother's Day wouldn't be complete without that one, sung by Al Jolson. You probably think that the name of that song is Mammy, or My Mammy, but in fact it was written in 1921 by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young, with music by Walter Donaldson, and was titled The Sun Shines East, The Sun Shines West. That record also provides a good opportunity to remind you that this coming Thursday, May 15th at 3:30 in the afternoon, is the 70th anniversary screening right here in the Casino Theater of the Al Jolson picture Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. That film kicks off an entire Jolson weekend as the International Al Jolson Society Festival takes place aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach, May 16, 17, and 18. You can get more complete information by visiting the website of the International Al Jolson Society at www.jolson.org and clicking on the link to the festival. That's the 70th anniversary screening of Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, right here at the Casino Theater in Avalon at 3:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, May 15th, 2003. I'll be there, and I hope you will too. Before Al Jolson, it was Lloyd Turner and his Villa Venice Orchestra recording in Chicago on June 24, 1926, and My Mama's in Town. Nothing is known about the personnel in the band other than that trombonist Lloyd Turner played in New York in the bands of Fred Rich, Charlie Kerr, and Gene Goldkett in the mid-20s, and with Richard Himber in the mid-30s. And we began with the original Dixieland Jazz Band in London on January 10, 1920, and Mammy O' Mine. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 8th, marked the birth in 1908 in Ogden, Utah, of cornetist and bandleader Ernest Loring Nichols, better known as Red. He studied cornet as a child with his father, who led a brass band, and while at Culver Military Academy, he also learned violin and piano. He made his first recordings for Jeanette in 1922 as a member of the Syncopating Five. In 1923, he went to New York City with the Johnny Johnson Orchestra, and in 1925 put together a band for Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards at the Hotel Pennsylvania. He recorded for Brunswick as Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, and for other companies under a variety of names, including the Arkansas Travelers, the Redheads, the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, and the Charleston Chasers, and he often teamed up with his good friend, trombonist Miff Mole. In the late 20s, he led his own pit orchestra for Broadway shows, including Gershwin's Girl Crazy and Strike Up the Band, and in 1928 and 29 toured the West Coast. In the early 30s, he fronted a band in Cleveland's Gold Pheasant Restaurant and worked in radio and in the bands of Paul Whiteman, Sam Lennon, Ross Gorman, and Roger Wolf Kahn. Red Nichols died of a heart attack on June 28, 1965. Every week you hear part of this first record, but here it is, unobstructed by my voiceover.
Thank you. Again, hear my heart string strum and I'm in love again. And the tune I'm humming is the cuddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news. Is the huddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love, love, love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news.
The Six Hottentots, one of an array of band names conjured up by Red Nichols. The Six Hottentots being Red, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, Joe Tardo, and Vic Burton. From March 23, 1927, that was I'm in Love Again, and the vocalist was... That's right, Irving Kaufman. Before the Six Hottentots, it was Red Nichols playing with the Golden Gate Orchestra, the pseudonym used by the California Ramblers when recording for Edison, and Look Who's Here, recorded on June 23, 1925. We began with the Rapidly Rotating Records theme song, Avalon, Red Nichols and his Five Pennies from a Brunswick 78 recorded in New York on February 27, 1928.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
You may wish to have a tissue handy for this last set of Mother's Day songs. Here's Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Thank you. Tears away. and a baby. Your mother, like she babied you. Back in your baby days.
When you were a little shaver and went a-tumbling down, who kissed the spot to make it well? Your mother, I'll be bound. And when the sandman wouldn't sprinkle sand upon your eyes, it was your mother soothed you with her tender lullabies. When you grew older, doing things you really shouldn't do, in right or wrong, your mother still stuck by you through and through. Maybe you haven't written, perhaps she's sad and blue. Go kiss the spot to make it well, the way she used to do. Never miss the sunshine until the shadows fall. Don't wait until it's too late when she won't be here at all. So today go baby your mother like she babied you. Back in your baby.
I told you to have a tissue handy. The original Radio Girl, Vaughn DeLeith from 1928, and Baby Your Mother Like She Babied You. Before Vaughn DeLeith, it was Al Boley with the Ray Noble Orchestra and A Letter to My Mother from January 31st, 1933. And we started with Claire Hanlon and Waring's Pennsylvanians in Chicago on January 23rd, 1929, and My Mother's Eyes. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.